Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Jesus, you are our Lord. This morning, we ascribe all glory to you, Jesus. Be thou exalted and be glorified. Let your name be exalted like never before. Jesus, we honor you. Holy Spirit, we adore you. Have your way in our lives and be thou exalted, Lord. We thank you, for great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Father, we exalt thee. In Jesus, the blessed name. Let everybody say a big amen. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter number 9, verse 35 is our key scripture for the month of October. The prophetic theme is healing Jesus. Jesus is the healer. He doesn't give healing. He is the healer. The scripture says that everywhere he went, he was doing good. The mighty healer, healing. He healed the leper. He healed the brokenhearted. He healed the blind. The lame started walking. Jesus the healer. And Jesus is here. Hallelujah. We must understand that one of the things that Jesus had to die for is for your healing. Because when man lost the privileges and the glory that was for him, in the Garden of Eden, among other things that came upon man was the curse of sicknesses and diseases. Sin is what brought the curse of sicknesses and diseases. We understand from the book of Exodus how God brought plagues and certain sicknesses to the people of Egypt at a point where God wanted to take them out. God wanted to take Israel out of Egypt. Plagues. Deuteronomy tells us the fact that God blesses our water and then he blesses our food and therefore does not bring the terrible diseases that was upon Egypt against us. So we understand that by virtue of sin, man was subjected to the curse of sicknesses and diseases. Now let's try and read a little portion of that from Deuteronomy 28 verse 15. Then we move from 21 to 22. Deuteronomy chapter number 28 verse 15, 21 and 22. The Bible says that, "And thou shalt make the breastplate of judgment with cunning work, after the work of the ephod, thou shalt make it of gold, of blue, and of purple, and of scarlet, and of fine twine, and linen, thou make it." No, I'm talking about Deuteronomy, not Exodus, please. Deuteronomy 28, please. "And it shall come to pass that if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, to do all the commandments and the statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee." Now go on to verse 22. Go on to verse number 20, 21 and 22. "And the Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee until he have consumed thee from off the land, whether thou goest to possess it." Wow. Is anybody following? Now he went on to say that, "And the Lord shall smite thee with a consumption and with fever and with inflammation and with extreme burning and with the sword and with blasting and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish." But you should remember that he said that if thou shalt not hearken to the Lord of your God. So anytime man disobeys God, among the curses that is released against him is the curse of what? Sicknesses and what? Diseases. Are you with me? But Jesus came to break the curse of sicknesses and diseases against us. Praise God. So sickness is not a blessing, but rather a curse. Sickness is not a blessing. When you are sick, it is rather a curse. In Galatians chapter 3, verse number 13 to 14, the Bible says that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone that is hanged on a tree." So Jesus is the one that has the power to be able to destroy every curse of sickness and disease. Why? When Jesus was hanged on the cross, the Bible says that he took away all your curses, which include curse of sicknesses and then curse of what? Diseases. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How? By his blood. By his blood. Because the Bible says that for anyone that is hanged on the tree, curse. And you see, our punishment for being accursed was for us to be hanged on the tree, to be killed. But when Jesus was hanged on the tree, he was hanged for us, so that the curse upon him will no longer come against us. Somebody is blessed. Not only is Jesus having the ability or the power to break the curse of sicknesses and diseases, but he has also been anointed. He has also been anointed to heal the sick. He has also been anointed. Jesus started his ministry after 40 days and 40 nights. The Bible says in Luke chapter number 4, verses number 18, he entered into the synagogue. He entered into the synagogue. And the Bible says that the scrolls were given unto him. And then he started declaring the word of the Lord. He started prophesying that which is written of him. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive and recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. Somebody is blessed. Now, for every word you see is a mandate that is to bring healing to your spirit, to your soul, and to your body. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel. Many who are poor are sick. For some of us, your poverty or your sickness is not because you don't have money. But you are poor. I mean, you are poor. Let me rephrase it and come again. Your sickness is not because you are suffering from a certain kind of disease, but it is lack of what? You lack. You hurt. You lack. Your face always looks like somebody who is sick. Not because you are suffering from any kind of sickness, but what? Haven't you seen? You look at your friend's face. See, their face will tell you whether they have money or not. Praise God. No, can I have a witness here? How many rich people are here? Let me see by face. I said, let me see by face, not by hand. Hallelujah. Yes. In fact, in this part of the world, most of our sicknesses is as a result of what? Lack. We are poor. We lack. Praise God. So for those who lack and our poor, Jesus said that I'm anointed to preach the gospel. The gospel is what brings prosperity. It's what makes you rich. And when you are rich within you, it shows even in your health. Somebody is blessed. And he went on to say that in clear terms, he sent to heal the brokenhearted. The brokenhearted. Specifically, not that your heart is broken, but those who have suffered depression, those who have suffered under the hands of the enemy, those who have been broken, dejected, and has been destroyed to some extent, some way, somehow humiliated and downgraded, trampled upon. Jesus came to lift you. To heal the brokenhearted. Those who for some reason have lost certain things and have lost in life. And Jesus said, I came to heal your brokenhearted. Those who have been rejected by men. For some reason, you went through certain situation and you are broken all your life. Jesus said, I'm a hope to you. I came to restore. And can you imagine that the things you go through breaks your heart to the extent that no particular sickness can be found wrong with you, but yet you are sick. I pray for you that the anointing that is upon Jesus be released to heal every brokenheartedness. He said to them that to preach deliverance, and deliverance is a big word, because for anyone bound, anyone in captivity, what you need is deliverance. And sicknesses and diseases are a form of captivity. Whenever you find yourself in certain bondage, it makes you sick. And there are many sicknesses that places you in bondage. It makes you bound. No way out. There is no escape. Once you are caught by such a sickness, that means you're on your way to die. Bondage. Jesus said, I'm anointed to preach deliverance. Looking at it from the play of words, recovery of sight. Your eyesight, in fact, you are blind. And because of your blindness, you are sick. Talking about spiritual blindness and physically blind, whichever way, Jesus said, I am anointed to do that. Is anybody following me? So Jesus does not only has the power to break the curse of sicknesses and diseases, but he also has been anointed. In Acts 10:38, the Bible says that how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with oil and with power. And he went about doing good, healing all them that were hurt, oppressed. Praise God, Lord. I said, praise God. So Jesus was anointed to heal. He was anointed to heal. He was anointed to heal. Jesus, the healer. So the Bible says in Matthew chapter number 9, verse 35, as our key scripture for the morning, the Bible says, then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among them. Say, every sickness, every disease. This morning, don't put a tag on a particular sickness nor a particular disease. Jesus is able to heal all manner of sicknesses and diseases. And by the preaching of God's word and the teaching of God's word, may your healing be accomplished. The Bible says that he sent forth his word to heal them. The word of God, as I've already said, and I'll be saying it sometime later, is a curative. It's a curative substance. It's able to cure. He sent forth his word. Some of you may not be have your hands, our hands laid on you. Some of you may not experience special touch from the Lord. But by virtue of the fact that the word of God is coming to you, that word is a healing to your soul. It is a healing to your body. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Now you must also understand that Jesus, who has power to break the curse and has also been anointed to heal, has also given this same grace to his servants and to those he sent. Those he sent. In Matthew chapter 10, verse number 1, when Jesus sent the 12, the Bible said, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against all unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of what? Sickness and what? Disease. So, physically here present, Jesus is not physically present. But when he sent his disciple, or when he sent someone, he calls someone, he empowers him with also the grace to be able to heal the sick. Praise God. So I know by his spirit, everyone suffering from any kind of disease, as God has sent me, then I believe with all my heart that no sickness will ever be permitted in your body. In the name of Jesus Christ, any manner of sickness this morning and beyond is going to be done with. In the name of Jesus Christ, somebody's blessed. Now, you must also understand this, that it is the interest of God and the will of Jesus to heal you. It is his interest and his will to heal you. Is somebody here with me? Now, 3 John 2 says, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospereth. Hallelujah. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in what? Good health, even as thy soul prosper. Say, God wants me to be healed. Somebody's blessed. Come on, shout it again. God wants me to be healed. Anything concerning your health, if it is not good, then it is not the will of God for you. Are you understanding me? If you are sick in your body, that is not the will of God for your life. Because in the beginning, it was not so. Your amen is weak for me. In the beginning, it was not what? When God created man in the beginning, sicknesses was not part of it. The other day, I showed you in Genesis that the plants, the things that God had made, they were not for medicine. Genesis chapter 1. They were not for medicine. They were not for what? They were not for what? Ah, don't accept any fake theology that says that Nyankopon simofa habanun sayaria namuni diaban. That is not the will of God for you. In the plan of God, there is nothing like sickness for you. Your amen is sick for me this morning. Everything that God made, God said that it must be used for food. Go to somewhere 20, 29, thereabout. It must be used for food, for meat, for meat, for meat. for meat. For meat. It was not meant to heal. When you eat, it is for meat. Every plant, every fruit, everything that God created, it is for what? I said, it is for what? Not for healing. Why? If there was sickness in the agenda of God, God would have made provision. Like he wouldn't wait for today the scientists to start creating paracetamol. He would have started creating paracetamol and then Amodei. And all those, antibiotics already. But because sickness is not part of God's agenda, God didn't make provision for what? Sickness. Therefore, sickness in your body is not the will of God. Somebody's blessed. Now you must understand. Even as it is not the will of God, it is the will of Jesus to heal you whenever you are sick in your body. I wish above all things that you do all, you will prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. I pray that may you be in good health. Your amen is weak. I said, may you be in good health. In the name of Jesus Christ, somebody is blessed. You see, why is it so? Because Jesus takes responsibility of the health of the one who is redeemed. Anyone who is called the redeemed. And when I talk about the redeemed, I'm not talking about a particular church. I'm talking about those who have been sanctified. Those who have accepted Jesus as their Lord and their Savior. Those who have surrendered their life to Jesus. Those who say that Jesus, you are my Lord and you are my God. You are my Savior. Today, I give you my life and I follow you for the rest of my life. To them, Jesus takes responsibility of their health. He takes responsibility. He takes what? Because healing becomes the food for children. For God's children, I mean. Your healing is the sole responsibility of Jesus. Why? Because you are saved. Because you are a child of God. So children of God automatically enjoys what? Healing. Healing. There's somebody healing. And here we are talking about divine healing. What is divine healing? It is healing received only by the hand of God. Come on, drop it. It is the healing received only by her, the hand of God. That is divine healing. Divine healing. I said it yesterday that if you are taking drugs and still praying, it is not divine healing. It is not. No, it's not divine. Divine healing is received only by what? The hand of God. And God takes the responsibility of healing his children. Somebody is blessed. Understand this principle and it will help you. You are a child of God. As I also have children. Now, when my children need something, they don't necessarily need to come and tell me. But yet I provide for them. Because it is my responsibility of what? Providing whatever. when I go home and they are hungry, nobody tells me that provide food for the kids. When I realize that any of them is sick, they don't come to me and say that, "Daddy, take me to the hospital or give me something to take in. I'm not feeling well." No. Are you with me? It is my responsibility. Are you following me? Now, unlike my children, those who are, maybe I just saw a child outside on the streets, or maybe I went somewhere and I saw that a child is shivering, sitting somewhere, and I feel that a child is suffering. What moves me to do something for the child is compassion and mercy. But it is not my responsibility to what? Look at me, everybody. It is not my responsibility to take care of the child. Why? Because that child is not my child. Are you with me? I only do that based on mercy. Now, God heals everyone. But you as his child, he takes responsibility of your healing. But those who are not his children, he heals them by his what? Mercies. Somebody is blessed. And we found many examples where people in scripture knew very well that, Charlie, as for this one, it will only call for the mercies of God for my deliverance. A typical example is the blind Bartimaeus. I believe every attempt had failed. His connectivity, you know, Jesus is a smart guy. Because the fact that they mention his name, that this guy is a Jew. Blind Bartimaeus, Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. That means that, you see, the fact that they mention the name in scripture means that he's a Jew. He's a Jew. He comes from certain lineage, or he belongs to probably one of the tribes, you know. And this guy knew very well what it means to connect. 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 But it wasn't about his connectivity that will bring him the deliverance. Are you understanding me? It wasn't about his connectivity. For some reason, I want to believe that blind Bartimaeus, for many attempts, because that wasn't the first time Jesus was using that road. But almost every attempt had failed for him. But this time, when Jesus was passing, he said, "I need to switch. I just need to switch. Change strategy, because what I need from this man, I may not qualify for. Because I am not part of his children. I may be part of the Commonwealth of Israel, but I may not be part of the kingdom of God." Are you understanding me? So, what he needed to do is not to seek healing as a right, but to seek healing by virtue of what? Let's say, seeking after through God's mercies. And you know what? Mercy is a virtue of God, which simply means that it is a virtue that takes care of our inabilities and our weaknesses. Are you understanding me? So the Bible says that he shouted. The fact that, you see, his statement made me believe that this guy wasn't like the other woman. And I'll come to that. He said, Jesus, son of David. How did he know? How did he know? It's possible he may have heard, but this is somebody who comes from the lineage. Somewhere in the line, he's part of it. Praise God. But this time, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And immediately Jesus turned and called him to come. He touched his eyes, and his eyes were open. I pray for you today that which is a responsibility for God to do for you, you should not beg for it. You should not be crying for it. You should not be shouting for it. But this morning, by his own wisdom, in his infinite wisdom, by his positioning, you as a child, may you receive every healing over your life, over your destiny, in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive a touch from the Lord. Receive the touch from the Lord. I said, receive the touch from the Lord. Hallelujah. The mercies of God are for those who are not the redeemed. They are for those who are not the redeemed. Church, I hammered on this yesterday, and I still feel led to hit on it. Don't sit here and play church. Don't sit in this church and pretend to be saved. I said yesterday that when you pretend to be saved, you pretend to die. Make sure you know what you are doing, why you are here. To be saved is not to go to church. I beg you, and I beg to differ. To be saved is not coming to this place nicely dressed with your fascinators. That is not salvation. To be saved is not to be singing. To be saved actually is not to be preaching. Are you understanding me? To be saved is to come into your consciousness that Jesus is the Lord and Master of your life. And you are following him wherever he tells you to go and what he asks you to do. Is church here? So, you see, when you pretend to be someone which you are not, that is where your frustration begins. Because at the end of the day, you would not be like what they are. And you start complaining and you start murmuring, all because you have not come into the assiduity of what you should be and what you must become. There are responsibilities that Jesus takes on you when you are saved, not when you come to church. If I were you, I will work on my salvation to be sure, am I in right standing with God? Am I really saved? Or I'm just, you see, now going to church has become a fanatism. It has become what? Fanatism. People just go to church because now if you're not going to church, you are golo. And all your nice dresses will be in your trunk or in your bags. Now, if you don't come to church, where would you have taken these dresses to? Tell me. This day, people don't even organize parties as often as you know. Are you understanding me? Yes. So, for somebody is to come and show their nice dress. Or for people to see them. Or to have socialization. But I came to differ. Listen, You will sit here all the days of your life if you don't really come to understand why you are here. And to be able to work on it, you will sit here and certain privileges will never be accorded to you. Tell somebody, are you really saved? Don't play church. If coming to church is what makes people saved, then the whole world is saved. Because Muslims even go to church. Is somebody here with me? There was this woman, I didn't want to touch on this service because of time. The woman who took her daughter to Jesus. It's a whole story. We'll touch on it on the second service. But make sure that your position in Christ is intact. There, you don't need to pray for certain things. Are you with me? They must come automatically. Just as my children don't need to come and cry. Daddy, can't you see I'm sick? Daddy, can't you see that I must eat? Daddy, can't you see that my school fees has to be paid? Daddy, can't you see that? Daddy, can't you see that? Yes, the Bible says that we should ask, seek, and find. But that is not for you to be worrying yourself and to be for many months, many weeks. Just one thing to happen in your life, it has taken you years. Just one breakthrough. Nothing seems to be working for you. Yet, you call God your father. Is he really your father? Then you ask yourself that, why is God not responding to me? So is the problem with God or with me? Then if the problem is with me, then I must really align. Because I know for so long as I understand my Bible, God, there's no unrighteousness in him. There is no wickedness in him. God will not tell you. You see, God doesn't punish his children. There's nothing like God punishing you or God punish you. Hey, no, God will never punish his children. So if there is anything that is not working well, it is up to me to align myself. Maybe you've been believing God for just one healing over your body. It shouldn't be a struggle. It shouldn't be hard. It shouldn't be hard. Because healing is automatic responsibility of Jesus to heal. Somebody's blessed. I said somebody's blessed. What should I know about my healing? This is very important. Number one, I'm just doing one with you in this service. The things I should know concerning my health. The things I should know. Number one, my total healing has been fully paid. I want you to personalize it. My total healing has been fully paid. This must be a word in your spirit. This must be something, a knowledge in you that must progress into your wisdom. Your total healing. Your total, the price for your total healing has been paid. Every child of God must know this. Anything that has to do with my healing, it has already been all paid. Not partly, fully paid. I pray that somebody will come into such an awareness. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It is not now going to be paid. But it has already been all paid. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 20. It has been paid long time ago. Now he says that for ye are bought with a price. Say, I am bought with a price. Say, I am bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. The price of your healing has been fully paid. It has been paid long time ago. You see, therefore, you don't need to live and pay that price again. That is what the lawyers call double jeopardy. Say double jeopardy. Hit somebody and tell the person double jeopardy. Double jeopardy. Double jeopardy simply means to be punished twice for the same offense. To be punished twice for what? The same offense. Or to pay twice for one thing. I gave a very wonderful example yesterday concerning somebody has paid for something for you to go and pick. Let's say at the mall, what do you need? What do you need, my daughter? What do you need right now from the mall? Let's sort it out right now. You don't need anything from the mall. Oh, what do you need from the mall? Huh? Huh? I'm watch from the perfume shop. Did they have perfume shop? Okay, how much is the amouage? 1,002 per. Is it dollars or pounds? Cedis. Oh, look at you. After service, go for it. Somebody's blessed. Amouage. Perfume. Wow. Now, I went to the mall yesterday. And I gave them 1,002. And I said that Augustine will be coming to pick it up. Now, Augustine got there to pick a mortgage. Then the teller said that no. Where is your money or where is your card for payment? And then Augustine says that, oh, it has already been paid for. He said, no, there are no records showing here. What is the evidence? What will you do? I'm watching. What will you do? You have to do what? When you know that the thing has been paid and you are going for it, the person is proving stubborn, you want to pay again to avoid him. You see, I thank God for that answer because that is what many believers are doing to avoid shame. They started running from one doctor to another doctor, seeking for healing. From one medicine that is not working to another medicine, seeking for healing, forgetting that the price has already been paid. Do you understand? You see, the answer he gave is a correct answer to some extent. But that is not what he's supposed to do. What you're supposed to do is to call the person who said he has what? Paid. To prove that indeed it has been paid. Or to present that which shows as a proof of payment, either receipt or something. Now, the proof has been paid is the Bible, the Word of God. Are you understanding me? That is the receipt. So, if I were you, I'll quickly call. Pastor, please, how are you? I'm fine. Yesterday, did you say you came to the mall? Yes, I came. I even paid for the mortgage. So, why don't you go for it? Oh, Pastor, I'm there. But when I came, they said it has not been paid. Give the phone to them. Let me talk to them. Pastor, now she said, oh, so it was you. Then I'll give it to you. Is somebody here with me? I thought we were clapping for Jesus. But many of you, like Augustine said earlier, many of you are for the lack of shame. I don't know, for some reason, you still don't believe that it has really been what? No. Maybe I'll call you what that damn. After all, I have the money. Pride. I have the money to what? Pay. So if you are probably stubborn, let me tell you. You don't know the price that has gone in for your health. I told them yesterday that the value of anything is the price that is what? Placed on it. Do you know the value of your health? Do you know the value of your health? You have no idea. The value of your health has to take the price of somebody's blood. Has to take what? The value of somebody's. You know, the value of your health had to take the price of somebody's blood. And no other person's blood but than the blood of Jesus Christ. So, when you know that such a price has been paid for you, and then you go, instead of standing or being firm, to demand that which has already been paid on your behalf, you started yobbing. Oh, you don't worry, I have some money here. That price you are giving would never be able to merit the health that you need. Somebody's blessed. So what should you do? What should you do in closing? Number one, what should you do? You must have knowledge. You must have knowledge about who you are and what has been done for you. The Bible says, for lack of knowledge, my people perish. Beloved, you can live your life free from sicknesses and diseases based on the right mindset, which is formed by the right information that becomes a knowledge and a fountain of wisdom for your soul. A fountain of wisdom. Somebody's blessed. I said, somebody's blessed. Hallelujah. Must have knowledge. Seek for knowledge concerning your health. Seek for knowledge concerning, and one of them is that the total healing, the price of my total healing has all been fully paid. No question about that. What should I do? Number two, I must take responsibility. I must take what? Responsibility. I must take responsibility. The reason why many believers fall sick and are perished by sickness is that they don't take what? Responsibility. responsibility. What do I mean by taking responsibility? Rising up, taking on the receipt and the demand of the word of God for your instant healing. You see, you must understand that there is no way that the devil will want to leave you because you want to be healed. The devil will not just leave you or will not just break away from you. That sickness wouldn't go because you want to be healed. Just by a mere wishes and wishful thinking. Just by a mere desire wouldn't allow the sickness to go. If you want to be healed, rise up and confront the sickness based on the word of the Lord. Use sickness that is trying to torment my body. Notice that the total price for my healing has been fully paid on the cross of Jesus, on Golgotha, at the cross. Jesus hung there to break every curse of sickness and disease in my life. Jesus has also been anointed for my healing, and therefore he takes responsibility over my health. Therefore, you sickness, I command you in the name of Jesus, free my body now. I let go of you. There is no way. You are not permitted to stay in this house, which is the body of Christ. That is my body, the temple of God. You are no longer permitted. You are no longer what? Permitted. Therefore, take your bags and your packages. Wherever you came from, I send you back. In the name of Jesus, leave me alone. You arthritis spirit, leave me alone. You kidney problem, leave me alone. You waist pain, leave me alone. You migraine, leave me alone. You the spirit of ulcer and cancer, leave me alone. In the name of Jesus, you diabetes, leave me alone. Ah, you mind problem, eye problem, nose problem, ear problem, throat problem, all kinds a problem. Leave me alone. Somebody rise up and take responsibility. Hallelujah. With the right knowledge and taking responsibility, you arise to confront the issue. Listen, whatever you don't confront remains. The sickness is there because, number one, you don't have the right knowledge. You are an irresponsible Christian. You know there are irresponsible Christians. Christians who are not responsible. Listen, in the kingdom of God, we don't wish for things to happen. It is not wishes. If wishes were horses, you are there. Everything you wish. No. You must place a demand. You must begin to war. You must begin to war. From the days of John the Baptist, and now the kingdom of heaven has suffered what? Violence. And the violence, listen, the violence take it by force. It takes the violence to take it, that which it needs, by force. Your healing will not come to you on a silver platter. If you don't take care, that sickness will kill you. I'm telling you. There are many who will die early and go to heaven and wait for all of us because they didn't take responsibility. Let me tell you, no matter what scientists and what medicine will do, it is nothing compared to the curative power of the word of God. And a child who knows is right and is taking responsibility, let me tell you something, many have been healed because they realized they came to a point in time in their life that the Holy God could come through for them. No medicine was working. Their bodies were not responding to medicine. And it only took the intervention of God for their healing. I pray for you today that don't sit in this house wishing for things to come. Begin to war after them. Place a demand on the promises of God, on the word of God. Every word of God will only come to you when you are placing a demand on God's word. What has God said concerning your health? What has God said concerning your health? He said that your body must glorify God. Let me tell you, when you are sick in your body, it cannot glorify God. Are you understanding me? He has made the body to glorify Him. This morning, if about all of us here are having challenges with our health, you can imagine how the praise and worship will go. You know, some of you, the way you are, when you are sick, you make your face as if you have never gotten sick before. Are you with me? I said, are you with me? But I pray for you. Let the hand of God that releases people from all manner of sickness and diseases be released over your life. Be on your feet. Somebody's blessed. I said, somebody's blessed. I said, somebody's blessed. The third one is that arise. Hallelujah. I don't know which part of your life or your body that you expect healing, but lift up your hands and receive it now. Come on, take it now. Take responsibility now. It is already paid for. It is paid for. It is paid for. Your healing is paid for. Open your mouth and take it right now. Talk to Jesus now. Come on, talk to Jesus now. Come on, talk to Jesus now. Come on, talk to Jesus now. Randaba robo shadaba. Limarara rebo shadaba. Likotozi baradiana. Lianda rebo shadaba. Come on, healing is taking place right now. 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 Jesus, your healer. Spirit of God. As we exalt Jesus for the next 2 minutes, as we worship Him, expect your healing right now. Father in heaven, how we love you. We lift your name in all. May your kingdom be established in our places. As your people declare your mighty word. Come on, Father in heaven, everybody raise your hands. Father in heaven, how we love you. We lift your name in all. Raise your hands above your head. May your kingdom come on. May your kingdom be established in our places. Oh, as your people, oh, declare your
mighty word.
Oh, blessed be the Lord
God.
Oh,
Bless your hands.
Bless the people.
Touching you right now. Now, in the name of Jesus, I want you to touch wherever you feel that pain, wherever in your body that is suffering. By virtue in the name of Jesus, by the power in the name of Jesus, the healing Jesus is here. Right now, the one that has power over cases, the one that has been anointed to heal, I decree and declare that that sickness in your body takes leave of you now. In the name of Jesus, any part of your body that you are suffering from, I declare that that sickness and disease is terminated now. It is terminated now. Whatever is wrong with your body, now Jesus assumes the responsibility of your health now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, your body has been bought with a price. Therefore, he said that glorify God in your body. Whatever in your body that does not glorify God, from today, this moment, now, I command it to terminate it now. In the name of Jesus, I command the sickness to leave now. I command that disease to leave now. I command that abnormality to leave now.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I command that situation to take leave of you. 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 Now receive your healing now. The Lord is touching you. The hand of the Lord is touching you. The hand of the Lord is touching you. Body, soul, and spirit. Be released. 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 In the name of Jesus. Now worship him. Lift up your hands and worship him.
We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.